righty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sammy Phillips joins us.
Slammin' Salmon.
Nice to see you.
Thank you, buddy.
And for all you Nasiri fans, we'll be talking to the man himself in about 15 or 20 minutes.
How exciting.
What's his name again?
Yeah, Nasiri.
What's his name again?
Nasiri. Big
songwriter, recording artist, peace activist.
And one of the most popular dudes around the world, you know?
He's performed in 18 different countries.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. 10 more than I have. All right, we have the news with a little chick I like to call Gina Grad, everybody.
Oh, the land and of the
wow, Gina G, you're off tonight.
Look at that.
Thank you very much.
All right, Gina, what's going on with that news?
God, I forgot to warm up. Well, you know, that segues beautifully into our first clip. Monday Night Football featured the vocal stylings of pop singer Kat DeLuna this week. The songstress kicked off the Cowboys-Eagles game with an interesting rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner that was actually met with mixed reviews. Then it got a little angry review from the crowd. And if you want to go ahead and play that clip, that actually was not me. That was Kat DeLuna.
Kat DeLuna. Here we go.
Yes.
At last night's football, the Monday Night Football, right?
Monday night.
You know what? These stupid chicks go on to Monday Night Football and think that the guys are there to look at that.
Yeah.
The guys want that coin to be tossed and that ball to be kicked and somebody running and catching it. They don't want to listen to that idiot sing the national anthem.
If that idiot had on a short miniskirt and some heels, they would not have minded.
You're not singing like that. They just get through the song and let's, start the game.
Yeah, and you know, I just have a little piece of advice. And again, I could never do it. But a little piece of advice for anyone who wants to get up in front of everyone and do the old anthem. If your last name is not Houston, go ahead and just stick to the original version of the song.
Enjoy yourself.
You shouldn't be going up and down those scales when you're not warmed up.
There you go.
And you know what? I think she messed up the words.
Did she?
Yes, because it's of the land and of the free.
It's for the land and the free.
Yeah, no, she doesn't say it all right.
Hold on, let's see.
Okay, yeah, do it.
For the land.
Are those the words?
Yeah, land of the free, home of the brave.
That was just a special way of saying free.
Oh, wow.
Would you like me to reenact it for you?
Yeah, please.
All right. No, please.
Oh, no, let her do it, please.
You're not in the mood? Not in the mood, Timmy?
I'll let her
come
do
on,
it.
Come on, Gina.
Come on. Oh, come on.
Just one shot.
All right,
let her do
go.
It, please. Just my, this is my Kat DeLuna impression right off the bat.
Turn your radios down. And make sure your dogs aren't listening.
Ready?
Oh, the land of the free.
That's so much better than that other joke.
That was my Kat DeLuna impression.
There you go. All right, very good. What else is going on in the news?
Anywho.
You should have sang that national anthem.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Pretend like that never happened. Well, in other sports news, the Philadelphia Eagles receiver DeSean Jackson caused himself a touchdown reception on Monday Night Football. The play was initially ruled a touchdown, but the call was reversed after the Cowboys challenged it, and then Dallas went on to win 41-37. Now, just FYI, this was not Jackson's first episode of premature celebration either.
Uh-oh.
In the 2005 U.S. Army All-American Bowl in San Antonio, Jackson tried to flip into the end zone from the 5-yard line, but landed a yard short and coughed up the ball. In this piece of audio from Monday Night Football, announcers Mike Tirico, Ron Jaworski, and Tony Kornheiser had a lot to say about Jackson's grandstanding gone awry.
Here we go.
Hang on a second. We got to make sure he broke the plane on that, guys. And the Cowboys, I think, might challenge. Oh, it is very close.
That is close.
And it's a great dance, but it's also one of the all-time bonehead plays.
These guys are told every single day, hold on to that football until you get in the end zone. please, we're paying you $2 million a year. You can follow the simple rules.
That's your only job, really.
$2 million, $3 million, $4 million a year. Please, hold on to that football.
Yeah.
We need you to hold on.
Before you do the, you know.
The premature celebration.
Yeah. Yes. The shuffle or whatever.
Which is, you know, better than the premature, you know.
Yes.
Other thing.
Sammy, look at you.
Look at that.
All right. What else you got there in the news there, Jeannie Griff?
Well, in political news, comedy sketch show Saturday Night Live poked fun at Sarah Palin this weekend, and the McCain camp is not pleased.
Uh-oh.
In this piece of audio, top McCain advisor Carly Fiorina spoke out against the show, insinuating that it was irresponsible commentary on SNL's part.
Your peeps are pissed, Conway.
You want to go ahead and hear that and then a little refresher if you need it?
Yeah.
The portrait was very dismissive of the substance of Sarah Palin. I think that continues the line of argument that is disrespectful in the extreme, and yes, I would say sexist. Just because Sarah Palin has different views than Hillary Clinton does not mean that she lacks substance.
There you go.
So there you
wow.
go.
All righty.
But aren't you allowed to satirize somebody?
Yeah, they
apparently
shouldn't get
not.
That upset over it.
Yeah.
You know.
It's called humor.
Yeah. Plus, who's watching? You know?
Anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what you missed on Saturday Night Live. It's
Tina Fey.
Tina
does
Fey
it.
And Amy McDougal.
Polar.
Yeah, Polar. All right.
It just goes to show that anyone can be president.
Anyone. Anyone. Anyone.
All you have to do is want it.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. You know, Sarah, looking back. If I could change one thing, I probably should have wanted it more.
All right, very good. What else going on in the news there, Gino?
And I can see Russia from my house. That's my Sarah Palin impression.
That's a great line.
Thank you very much. Well, in other political news, Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama went on record today stating exactly why he chose Joe Biden as his running mate instead of Hillary Clinton.
Ooh.
Yes, here we have Obama defending this decision.
All right, here we go. Obama on O'Biden.
Well, first of all, you know, Senator Clinton, I think everyone knows, had to be on my short list. I mean, she was she ran a great race.
But, sweetheart, she wasn't on your short list.
No, she wasn't.
She was not vetted. She was not asked for any information. You're lying.
He's covering his tracks.
He's lying. You got to call what you want, but this woman was not on his short list for vice president. Because nobody ever called her and asked her.
She was on the short list of who he wanted to ignore for vice president.
Yeah, she was on the long list of people that got ignored. I was on that list. You were on that list.
Dude,
I was on the same list as Hillary Clinton. Ignored.
Wow.
All right, here we go.
Well, first of all, you know, Senator Clinton, I think everyone knows, had to be on my short list. I mean, she was...
everybody knows she was. Why would you say that? Why would he say that?
Because
what does he think? Everyone's a moron?
He's trying to be popular. He's trying to maintain his popularity because he knows there's a lot of Hillary Clinton supporters.
I know, but we all know that she wasn't on the list.
Clearly.
Jesus Christ.
She ran a great race. She is one of the finest public servants that we have. When I picked my vice president, my key decision-making point was who can govern and who can help me govern. I didn't think about it in political terms. I think Joe Biden, given his experience not only on foreign policy, which is well acknowledged, but also the work that he's done fighting for working families and never forgetting where he came from, made him the best choice for me.
All right. Well, yeah. Hope it works out for you. What else you got?
Sound more enthusiastic, Tim Conway.
Yeah, please.
In other Biden news, Obama found himself explaining away the vice presidential candidate's comments from last week when Biden stated that Hillary Clinton would no doubt make a much better running mate than he would.
Okay.
Here is a piece of audio of Obama stating that this was just another example of Joe Biden's classic generosity.
Right. How many days left before the election?
What do you say, 49?
49 days? All right.
Look at us.
Over. I know.
Coke. You owe me a Coke.
Then it's over. All right, here we go.
Joint.
You know, that's Joe's classic generosity. I mean, I think, that's part of what makes Joe so endearing is that despite the fact that he's been in Washington a long time, he's just a generous person and a self-deprecating person, and I think that was an example of it.
Mm. All right, well, that's your opinion.
How resentful do you think Obama was that he had to go and even have that conversation?
He asked the guy to be his vice president, and then the stabs in the back saying, no, Hillary is probably a better choice.
Has anybody noticed that his hair has become considerably grayer, Barack Obama, in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, because he's one thing.
Well, I think it's that he wants to appear more seasoned.
Really? So you think he was?
Yes. I think it's the pressure.
I think it's the stress. You think he was coloring before? And
he's
not now?
And he stopped coloring because he wants to seem more like he's the president.
I don't know,
yes,
man.
Dude, he's trying to run against McCain, my friend, and that guy is a silver-haired fox. I'm just saying, Barack needs to catch up a little.
All right.
Check him out next time he's on TV.
I definitely agree that he's grayer. I think he's just, I don't think he can help it. I think it's just been so much stress and pressure and fatigue that he's just going gray.
When do you think we're going to see a bald Barack?
Oh, he's going to shave his head.
No, the stress will just make all of his hair fall out.
That's possible.
Yeah.
I say if he wins, he shaves his head and he walks around the White House in like a Sixers jersey.
With a do-rag.
I was going to say like a silk kimono.
Got the big shorts on. Walking around in his Dr. J outfit.
With his Bishop Don Magic Wand gator shoes.
And his golden goblet.
Of course, pimp cup.
Yes, my friend.
All right, good idea. All right, so this is Biden on Hillary. Is that right?
Yeah, this is
now?
This ultimate compliment that he gave Hillary Clinton.
All right, here we go.
Hillary Clinton is as qualified or more qualified than I am to be Vice President of the United States of America. Let's get that straight. She's a truly close personal friend. She is qualified to be President of the United States of America. She's easily qualified to be Vice President of the United States of America. And quite frankly, might have been a better pick.
I can't hear him anymore.
They drowned him out.
Yeah.
What did they drown him out with?
It's Hillary's theme.
Oh, the Soviet Union national anthem. All right.
Is this the Republican national anthem?
All right, very good. All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gino?
Well, Tim, I said no thanks on that bridge to nowhere, and that's what's going on.
That's pretty good, dude.
Thank you very much.
All right, it is Gina Grad in the news, everybody.
Yay, Gina.
I just hit it. Turn the audio vault on.
What happened?
No,
stop first.
All right, there we go.
The news with Gina Grad.
Gina, thanks for showing us the meaning of Christmas.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, 8.5 minutes of something.
Yes. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with one of the world's greatest artists is going to call us like the next 15 or 20 minutes.
Very excited
around here. Yeah, very excited around here. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.